This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. It's the radio version of that Saturday Night Live skit that goes on way too long and never seems to improve. And now, back to Rad Radio.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from John.
Hey, John.
Says, I am writing in to beg Rob to wish my wife a birthday shout-out. Teresa is the most amazing person I have ever met. This woman doesn't know how to stop. She runs two small businesses. She's a full-time mom as the primary caregiver to our beautiful daughter, as I am gone for work all day. She's smart, kind, loving, strong, and beautiful. This never gets funny for those of you that are hoping.
This is amazing.
It only
She's superwoman.
Gets interesting here. Yeah, because he's in the doghouse, obviously. please let her know I love her. We will be going axe throwing for her birthday, as she absolutely loves it.
Ew, watch out, dude.
Yeah.
Must have been her idea.
Yeah, bad move.
It's not all this frustration. She's got a lot going on.
You're clearly in a lot of trouble to write such an email, you wuss. So she's not throwing that axe at the target.
And she's giving you a Target shirt today? Weird.
A couple of follow-up emails. Doesn't matter where she buys the shirt, by the way. We're not endorsing any type of store.
That's not what I'm...
Speaking of, a couple of follow-up emails, because a guy wrote in named Ace, who was completely wrong about a commercial that we're running. And then, you know, Brandon was right. Obviously, for some reason, Kyle was jonesing to bring up his favorite band, Kiss.
What?
Because the guy that wrote in was named Ace. And Kyle said, do we have a last name on that? Was it Ace Frehley from Kiss? And so, first of all, Tyler says, not to be that guy, but I am a Tyler.
Yeah.
I have to red pen Kyle, since he hates all of us for no reason. Well, he has a reason.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
It's just irrational. That's all. They hate all Tyler.
Oh, it's irrational. So if you get a pool stick broken over your head by a guy named Tyler, and then you get hit by another one at your workplace, that's irrational?
Yes, to hate all Tyler's it is. It is, but it's okay. Nobody's telling you not to do it.
They're all probably evil.
Do we know if both of those Tylers, if that was their like birth name, or if they were like Tylers by nickname? Does that even matter?
We don't know for sure, to be honest.
Right, and to that point, this Tyler says Ace Frehley's real name is Paul. Ace is a nickname. He's not even a real Ace. Which TJ caught and wrote in and said, Kyle's talking crazy. He says nobody is named Ace. Brandon says, what about Ace Ventura? Kyle says that's a fake name. Dude, Ace Frehley isn't his real name either.
No, Gene Simmons doesn't even use his real name either.
Yeah, logic. Just like,
is Gene's name real name Levi?
Nope. Trouble,
my God. What are we doing here?
I was lucky. Come on.
Oh, you're such a little wrangler.
We've got a free one-year membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com, and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing. And so, to avoid any confusion from the previous segment, the grand prize drawing is this Friday because the show is the following Friday. So you will be one of two winners to get premium tickets to see Pete Davidson live Friday night, May 10th.
Fun.
That's why the drawing is this Friday. Tickets are sixth row center stage.
Dang. Nice.
And that's the way to see any stand-up comedian, or in this case, Pete Davidson. For Trouble Trouble,
man.
Caller 18 is Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Why do you sound like you have no idea who you're talking to? Yes, hello, Heather. Hi there.
No, the phone cut out.
Uh-huh. Oh, did it?
Sorry to call you at work.
Yeah, okay, Heather, you're going to guess first. If you know the name of the song, you win. If not, we'll go to Roman.
Good morning.
Are you burning?
And Greg, do you have your caller 20? Jesus. That's it. I'm
Hello.
Out. I've been beaten down by an hour of show already. We are looking for a 1979 rock song. How ironic. By the way, this was preordained. We didn't throw this together during the break in any way. This was already set up.
It's awesome.
We are looking for the name of this 1979 rock song. Heather, do you know the title?
I think it's I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. I don't know.
Whoa! Typical woman, way more words than we needed. I think it's I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, but I don't know. You just say I Was Made for Loving You.
All right, girl, you do you.
And then what's even more ironic to the whole point, again, all of this happened naturally, is that Kyle does Treble Troubles, and he sometimes gives me notes that I use or don't use when it comes to the clue-giving part of it, and said the drummer in this band is named Peter which is kind of like Pete, you know, Pete Davidson.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the tickets
yeah.
are qualifying nice. To win, and we're talking like about that. Names of Kiss. See how we brought that. Very Ooh. Convoluted way to get
Ooh,
back
look
there.
Look for Peter Gabriel songs to come.
Oh, thank you. I do need ideas. Peter Gabriel. Girl, I was made for you.
You got Frampton, Peter Frampton.
Ooh, oh, Frampton. Any other ones?
We have two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m. Right now, everybody's mind is racing.
Peter
towards,
Pan, peanut butter.
For Treble Trouble?
No.
All right, speaking of Kyle, we got a few emails here. First one is from Kelly. We have completely expanded and relaunched Rad TV. We've got new series and episodes dropping on the regular. Kelly wrote in because Kyle's got Kyle's Corner. He and his dad co-hosting. Most recent episode dropped last week where he revisits, Kyle does, the story he's told on this show about seeing a UFO, and then they talk to a UFO expert. And this email says, Kyle, all of your podcasts have been great so far. I've really enjoyed learning more about you, your family, and your friends. After watching episode 4, I had a thought. And you may or may not have had this suggested or had the thought yourself. I think you should revisit the UFO subject with Brent, Melissa's husband from Sac Spirit, as he is a huge space and UFO nerd. That is true. That's come out many times when we've talked to the Ghost Whisperers.
Ghost Whisperers.
On the air.
Paranormal investigators at SacSpirit.com.
Well, the topic of the UFOs will be retouched on again. Me and my buddy Adam, the one who saw everything, he has a telescope. So we're planning on going out and looking up the sky and seeing if there's anything out there. So who knows what the future holds for the podcast.
It's going to be retouched.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so will it be doctored?
Well, first they make me cough before it's touched.
So all of those episodes are already posted. The Probcast is back, still getting emails about episode 1 of that. There's more to come, including Dawn's man-hating show.
It's not a man-hating show.
Which, if we stay on schedule, will premiere this week.
Yep.
Later this week, The Hen House, which when you put it into ChatGPT translates to Why We Hate Men. will premiere. We'll have another episode of Kyle's Corner, a couple Probcasts on the way this Yay. Week. Today, and this all ties in again, very ironically, so Kyle, you're going to go out into the woods with your buddy, mm-hmm. who you already saw aliens with a telescope, so are you going to be, so you'll just be like self-filming this or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, we want self-filming, we want it to be a little campy style, it'll be outdoors and everything, but I also want to get a laser pointer, and I heard this is illegal to do, because I want to point it at what we think are UFOs, but they could be regular aircraft, and I hear that's highly illegal.
Yes, it's a federal crime.
So how would we go about that being on Rad TV? Wouldn't that be a no-go?
Yes, that would be a complete no-go.
All
right. That's quite illegal, and very dangerous, too.
I'm sorry if I missed it. Yes. Are you going out to the woods where this happened, or just woods?
Great question.
So, well, he has a spot, he says. So I don't know exactly where it is in said woods, but I know it's at a camping spot.
But it's not the spot where you were captured or whatever.
Not that I understand.
I think it would be cool if you did go back to that same spot and you like kind of relived it.
Yeah, retold, ice house.
Yeah, the whole situation. But how close is this friend? And do you trust him taking you to just a spot in the woods?
I trust this guy more than I trust myself, to be honest.
Hey, I'm just asking the questions that a lot of people are asking themselves.
And it's the kind of question that other people should be asking themselves if it's not maybe as close of a relationship that Kyle does have. You know,
I don't know. It could be the aliens making Kyle trust this person.
That's
he's
true.
Not supposed to.
Or the alien, and because the aliens have control of him, the friend.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not the friend anymore. You just think it is.
He's wearing your friend's.
Look at his eyes. Won't they turn like lizard eyes or something?
Oh yeah, like Men in Black?
We've gone from knowing everything we know about the human body, which we don't know anything, to now we know about aliens. The lizards come out of their eyes.
What show was that? Was that Men in Black?
Yeah, where he blinks and they go the opposite way.
So the reason I ask if Kyle's going to be self-filming it is because this morning, is it 11 a.m. drop time on today's behind-the-scenes series?
That
episode?
It is, yes.
It's Kyle setting up the filming, which Brandon describes to me as first of all, filmed in guerrilla style.
Yeah, so it's Kyle setting up the building. He's filming it in guerrilla style.
Right. What does that mean, guerrilla style?
Well, it's almost like he got to the studio. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna film this. So he just pulls out his phone and just starts filming without like really putting any prep into it. Which I love. It like the whole thing is great.
Filming what? I'm confused.
Kyle walks into the building, first thing in the morning when he's the first one here.
Right. I gotcha.
Lights on, coffee made.
Although okay. I do like, Brandon also pointed out to me that despite the fact we tell listeners all the time, film everything in horizontal mode, he doesn't.
No.
Right.
I love you, Kyle. That's great.
another favorite part of mine was that he's filming the first part of the video in portrait or selfie mode. So, you know, he's using the front camera on your phone and he's walking into the building from the lobby into the kitchen. And the whole time the camera's just looking right at his neckline.
Oh, God, is it really?
And he's just gotten done working out, clearly. And he's wearing a Kings jersey. So he's glistening with sweat. And it's glorious.
It says the first 45 seconds is a tour of Kyle's neckline.
Yeah, right on.
And then a so Kyle being Kyle moment. There's a point where Kyle wants to show you that he's firing up the Keurig to make a cup of coffee or whatever. But rather than just pressing the button on your phone that can switch the camera, he actually swings the camera all the way around. Which Brandon, you said made you just literally laugh out loud.
It was just so like coming from the angle of, okay, we're making these videos to be like broadcast on Rad TV, and you know, you want to have a little bit of production value into it.
Oh, that's great.
I just thought, oh, this is just so Kyle. I love it.
It's so
it
real.
It's great.
I love that.
So it's very behind the scenes of Kyle getting in first thing in the morning. I beat him today. Ha ha, neener, neener.
Whoa, yeah, you did. I came up and I was like, damn it, I'm only like 4 minutes late and he's already here.
I did not film me coming into the studio, by the way.
Kate, but are you late if no one's here?
Me? I have to,
you're the first one, so there's no one to be like, why weren't you here?
Well, my arrival time is 3:30, and if I show up 10 minutes early, that's pretty much being on time. If I show up any time after, it's late.
To be clear, that's Kyle's self-imposed arrival time. Yes. We all have a free schedule. Arrive whenever you need to get everything done you need.
That's what I found funny, because it's like, who's telling you you're late?
Kyle is.
Myself. That's good.
I like that. That's discipline. By the way, thank you. I knew this was going to happen.
Man.
Like I said, wandering minds. Everybody in our audience has ADHD, too. Lisa's wrote in. She doesn't have song suggestions to qualify for Pete Davidson tickets. Sixth row center stage, which were given away on Friday. You qualify all week. But she went back to master a movie. She said, what about Peter Pan?
Ooh. I was just thinking that.
Or Spider-Man movies because of Peter Parker.
Oh,
or anything with actor Peter Dinklage for master
Dinklage.
Movie.
Okay. Ah, thank you.
Right.
Dinklage. Is he a midget?
Little person.
He is a little person. Okay. He could probably kick your ass, too.
What? He'd have to jump to do it.
So we'll see how that works out. All right. Now, this story, I got to get this story out there. I will say it is being widely reported. So it's not one of these things where half the media isn't reporting it because they don't want you to think about it. Everybody is on it. And yet, no one's really talking about it. This is always fascinating to me when these stories come out that are so, like, they should make us go, oh, my God, stop everything. We need to talk about this. And we just kind of let them bounce off of us. But it is out there. A lot of you know the punchline. Keep it to yourselves. Not my team. Yes, my team, but also you emailers. I don't need you emailing me in halfway through telling the story. I know the end of the story. That's why I'm doing this. And what's fascinating to me is that nobody's going, holy S-word. Here we are already in April of 2024, and this is happening. A 42-second recording of a Maryland high school principal was posted on social media in January, which rightfully, sorry, that's opinion, my bad, ignited outrage and prompted the school district to put him on immediate leave because the recording was clear. Principal Eric Eiswirt is a bigoted anti-Semite. He was in the midst of a racist rant where he was deriding black students as ungrateful and unable to, quote, test their way out of a paper bag. Went on to say, I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people.
These people.
Yes, he used that term.
Aww.
At one point, he says, if I get one more complaint from one more Jew, I'm going to join the other side.
Oh man.
Become a Nazi, I guess.
Dude.
The recording became a viral sensation, triggered calls for the principal to be fired. It prompted police to station officers outside of his home because of all of the death threats he was getting, which, again, he said this, but that doesn't necessarily mean death threats are the way to go with this. What happens? You speak your mind. School officials had to call in counselors to talk to students and staff. After the release, the principal, in a public statement, denied making their remarks. Well, of course he did, which included that he was seeking to get a fellow teacher, so he's the principal, but he was seeking to get a teacher at the school's, quote, black ass removed from the school one way or another. So the principal says, I'm Mr. So-and-so, I'm going to get his black ass removed, and if you identify him as black after all these other comments, et cetera. Angry phone calls overwhelmed the front desk. Employees felt afraid. Remember, this started back in January. Security was tightened. As I mentioned, Principal Eiswirt received various threats of violence. A police report said one person told him, quote, the world would be a better place if you were on the other side of dirt.
Dang.
End quote. Jeez. All along, the principal denied making the offensive remarks. And he was right.
Uh-oh.
It was an AI deepfake.
Wow.
Was a student put this together or something?
No. The very teacher. This is where this idiot. Actually, this isn't how they caught him, but the very guy that he allegedly says I'm looking to get his black ass fired is the guy that put it together, a teacher. A 31-year-old teacher, a school employee who had clashed with the principal, has been arrested on charges. This all came out last Thursday. There are a bunch of details you can go through about the history of the two, how this was done. The answer to that, by the way, is super easy. He literally just downloaded an AI tool that any of us could download to create this. Ian from Tech2U is going to go into this on the tech side much deeper tomorrow on Tech2U Tuesday.
Awful.
At 11 a.m., which we air on Rad TV at members.radradio.com and also on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 a.m. So the technical side of all of that and the do's and don'ts and how you can protect yourself, which, by the way, I'm just going to showbiz Ian here. You can't.
Yeah, how would you?
Remember, this audio recording went viral in January. Last Thursday, hello, today is April 29th of 2024. That's when the principal was vindicated. For the last four months,
that had to seem like years.
This man has been living in hiding. His career, his reputation destroyed for 4 months.
Yes.
Who knows if you ever really get that back?
Exactly.
Aging ourselves. Dawn will remember. I don't know how many else remember or know of the Duke lacrosse team.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four young men who were accused of rape, and ultimately it was all fake. It was all made up. Two of them changed their names. This is before the internet.
Yep.
Whoa. They changed their names and are living in hiding to this day because people do. So all of this, in terms of the social implications and ramifications, in an election year, and in a society where we're all pissed off, and this is the exact example. By the way, federal authorities say this is the first known example of exactly what Rob on the radio said would happen, which is all you need is somebody disgruntled, a disgruntled ex, a disgruntled current, a disgruntled friend, a disgruntled employee, and a little AI tool and anything of your voice, and somebody can make this. And I envision people having to explain themselves publicly, people having to explain themselves in relationships. My God. I mean, this is so, so scary. Ian emailed me about another story last week, and he said, we need regulations and an enforcement arm months ago, and we have nothing right now. And he means we worldwide.
Yeah, this is terrifying. Like, most people's worst fear is, like, being buried alive or burning alive. One of mine is being wrongly convicted and being put in jail for the rest of my life and not having a voice or anything to defend myself or even rebuke it or whatever. This is terrifying. And I feel so bad for this guy to actually have had to live the life that he's lived over the last many months. And for anybody who's been wrongly convicted, it's just awful. But this tool could be used for way worse things. And you mentioned the election year, like eventually people joke about the president being a puppet. Well, we won't need a puppet anymore. We'll just have a digital creation of a leader who we look at on a screen. I mean, this is 1984 stuff.
It is. That, by the way, for those of you lost, that's a book written by George Orwell, who predicted various things like this in different ways. And Brandon's analogy is perfect there because this guy was convicted in the court of public opinion. And he was living an imprisoned life, and we know now, literally knowing, I never said anything like that. That's all made up. I know it didn't happen. And yet he's sitting there thinking those thoughts for 4 months that I was just giving you. My life's over, my career's over, my profession's over, and I didn't do anything, et cetera. It took the FBI to finally put this all together and confirm it and arrest this clown. By the way, as he was trying to flee the country, et cetera, again, all of that stuff is like for another show, you can read up on this. If you just Google Baltimore teacher or Baltimore principal rather in the Google news feed, you will get endless stories about this. If you want to waste half a day.
Okay. So you just gave me a little more info there because of to go along with what I was going to say, obviously that it happens. That's the first level of horrific. The next one is how long it takes. That's an eternity. I'm sorry, 4 months for something like this. Yep. It really is. And that it takes that long. And so now I question how much longer would it have taken if this the other teacher wasn't doing the things he was doing that were so suspicious. I'm sure that helped them. Here's this guy who the principal had a beef with, and he's trying to leave the country, right? It gives them something more to look at. What's for the person that says nothing, that doesn't act a certain way? How much longer mm-hmm. is it going to take for them to vindicate people?
Right, so this principal,
oh my gosh,
to give you just a little bit of the color of it, because I think Ian's going to focus more on Tech to You Tuesday tomorrow on the technical side. This principal from the beginning said it wasn't him and did identify, because you get asked, okay, it wasn't you. Who are your enemies? You know, who doesn't like you? This teacher was on that list. It still took months to vet.
Yep.
And for those of us, okay, this guy's a principal. I don't know how long he's been a principal or whatever, but when you're in a position of authority, your list of people that might hate you is quite long. Believe me, I'm very aware. To be able to go back and to look into every single one of them, et cetera, and ultimately track them down, and how easy it was for this teacher to do this.
And what's even scarier is, I don't know if this principal had a family or not, but I mean, it's not like only the principal's life was ruined. Like, say he has a wife, mm-hmm. she's probably getting threatened. His kids, oh, if he God. Has any, it's bad for them too, or any other extended family members.
This is where I want it to reach. The very first thing that happens is we have, and maybe we do, but it's just not fine-tuned enough. The first thing that happens is this technology that we have that can really dive into said recording to already vindicate someone. Then they figure out who did it.
And
where is that? I mean, I'm sure there is some. I don't know enough about this. But whatever it is, it's not fine-tuned enough.
To the extent of whatever Ian's going to talk about tomorrow, and maybe he'll hear this and add on to it. I know one of his fears is the problem is that, like with all of this stuff, especially tech, right? Like with hackers, there's always somebody who's a step ahead of the game. And so we can create all the technology in the world that tries to identify, because ultimately when the FBI got involved, they went, we can tell this is AI. Well, Ian's actually talked on the show and on this show and on Tech to You Tuesday before about the problem is their stuff. I do this for a living. I can't tell it's AI that I'm seeing, that I'm hearing. Ian has access to a lot of stuff. And he can run it through various algorithms like what Dawn's describing should exist. They do. And they won't catch it because there's people that are that far ahead. And so then we have to try to stay that far ahead.
Yes. But in that, did you say the FBI originally already went, oh, this is AI, but then they had to prove who did it? Did they immediately come to that? And why then wasn't that publicly said?
They within the process of the investigation, and I don't know the timeline of when they recognized the way it's reported now.
I'm really stuck on how long is it taking them to figure that out, because that's how long an innocent person has to wait. And public, yeah. I'm not saying, okay, of course, going behind bars is just as bad, but that I don't know. Think about financial situations. We all envision this man is fine. We don't know that. How are you to go out and work while you're not working? When you have, right, you're a prisoner of your home.
Especially when the first thing almost all of us that employ people do is at least Google your name. If not, we're signed up with various investigative sources across the country that do this for a living. And you put the name in, and this is the first thing that pops up under his name. Whoa, I don't want anything to do with this guy. He's toxic.
Well, and this poor guy, even though he's vindicated now, as we talked about, you still will. I'm not even sure. Okay, the school may hire him back, but I'm not even sure the people, because we're such jerks as people, might still have in their mind, however they're viewing him after that happened, it still may take them time to catch up to not view him that way. And so does he just have to go get a job somewhere else?
So what the school is doing on that point, but I'll circle back to the point that Dawn just made. The school is leaving the new principal who took over in January in place till the end of this school year, which is, what, 4 weeks away?
Yeah.
Take the summer off. This guy will be reinstated as principal in the fall. But there are people who to this day still believe things that we know are provably false. Yep. There was no trench coat mafia, Columbine. I mean, my God, look at the protests going around the country.
Yep.
There are people that will just stick to what they have to believe, because of the minute they admit they're wrong, then it shows that they're fallible and blah, blah, blah. Psych 101, Dr. Phil, see you later.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.